AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Britain's King Charles has arrived in Washington on a four-day state visit to celebrate the United States' 250th anniversary. Danica Kirka has a preview.
This is really a big deal for the king. He follows in the ever-present footsteps of his mother and has to try to give a speech that will match the one she did in 1991. It stressed unity among the peoples of the United States and the United Kingdom. It stressed common culture, and it stressed the long ties between the military and the governments of both countries.
The king went directly to the White House for his first stop. Meanwhile, Sagar Magani reports the armed man who authorities say tried to storm the White House Correspondents Association dinner Saturday night has made his first court appearance.
Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche says Cole Thomas Allen faces three federal charges.
The first count is attempted assassination of the President of the United States.
Plus two gun counts. U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro says Allen made his intentions clear in a message sent to family members minutes before the attack.
To bring down as many of the high-ranking cabinet officials as he could.
Allen did not enter a plea during a brief court appearance and will at least temporarily remain in federal custody. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In the Middle East, Iran's offer to end its chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz if the U.S. lifts its blockade and ends the war. That word from regional officials. The proposal would delay discussions on Iran's nuclear program, an offer President Trump seems unlikely to accept. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt.
The president's red lines with respect to Iran have been made very, very clear, not just to the American public, but also to them as well.
Oil prices rose again, and AAA puts the national average for a gallon of gasoline above $4.11. Mixed finish for Wall Street, the Dow fell, while the S&P and the NASDAQ each edged to new record highs. This is AP News. In Philadelphia, Rocky's coming in out of the rain.
Thousands of people each year come to the Philadelphia Museum of Art to visit the famous Rocky statue outside, like Suraj Kumar.
Rocky 1, 2, 3, I really loved all three of them.
And finally, Rocky has gotten an invitation to come inside. Opening this weekend, Rising Up, Rocky and the Making of Monuments examines how a fictional fighter became a real-world symbol. The museum's Louis Marcassano says when the Rocky statue was left outside as a movie prop, it wasn't always welcomed by the museum.
We didn't know that it was going to be there for a number of years, so the museum actually fought to have it removed.
The statue, owned by the city, was moved to South Philadelphia, then moved back to the museum, just at the bottom of the steps this time. But once the exhibition closes in August, its permanent place will be back at the top of the steps. I'm Donna Warder.
There are more stories at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.